What's the best sour candy that money can buy?
Today we'll find out
on episode 29
of the Just Rate It podcast.
All right. Welcome back, gentlemen. Today we have a special episode.
And ladies.
And ladies. A tier list.
Love that, brother.
Of a bunch of sour candies that we got.
I love that.
We love that. From our local grocery store. As you can see on our tier list here, S is the best and D is the worst.
D is the worst.
D is always the worst.
Unless it's good D. Alright. It's your watermelon, because everyone's had watermelon.
Yeah. Alright. Open that bad boy up for us.
That's what I do. I open things up here.
Sour Patch Watermelon. One of my favorite candies, to be honest. All right, grab a couple. First look. Wait, I guess we should probably
show great. May I say great coloring altogether? Wait, why am I saying that? It's terrible coloring. The green is not...
It's not very symmetrical.
Like, if you looked at this, I'm not even gonna lie, you wouldn't be like, oh, that's a watermelon. Like, okay, look at the packaging, right? If you're not here, it basically shows, like, perfect green on the outside, followed with a little bit of white and then red. There's zero white, and the red is, like, pink. So, if I was a lawyer, I would sue them.
If you're not here.
Yeah.
If you're not here currently.
But if Sour Patch wants to sponsor us, I'll take it all back.
Because we're liars.
Nope.
We sell out for money.
I sell out for
okay. Yeah,
you're right there, brother.
First look.
Cheers.
Cheers. Sour Patch Watermelon. All right. We'll do a... Here's how we're going to do it.
We're doing a quick rate.
Quick rating, and then we'll put it in the tier list.
Yeah. We'll talk about that.
All right. One more.
Reminds me. Of life.
All right, palate cleanser. I think why I like these so much is it's not just sour to be sour. Sour isn't actually the main component. It's more sweet than sour.
Yeah. I like sour though.
I do too, but it still has some sourness to it. It's mainly sweet. I like that.
I will say, I wish it has more of this. What? I feel like it's not very coated in that. Yeah. Powder or whatever.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
about. Oh no, it could be powdered more.
But it's really good.
Yeah.
It's really good.
I'll rate it first.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go with this is like candy ratings. Okay, so we're gonna go what you might think is low compared to our other ratings because we're trying to compare it to the best candy. Alright.
This is like a steak.
So this doesn't go don't consider this rating with our like milkshake ratings.
Yeah, like right? On our website, we have separate categories. Candy's its own thing.
Yeah, it's not own thing. Different,
can't compare
different
it to burgers
different
or
thing.
Pizza or anything.
Right. I'm gonna give it an 8.
8?
I think it's solid. I think it's a solid candy that would be like, you see that and you get excited. You get warm.
Exactly.
You feel Mother Earth, right?
Exactly.
But you don't freaking run a mile.
Exactly.
So I'm gonna give it an 8.
I think if 10 is the perfect candy that humans can physically make, and one is the worst candy. These are on the high end. I'm gonna give them a 9.
Love that, brother.
Just ready to calculate.
Really high.
What is the average?
I'm gonna use my head, 8.5. I don't want this to be 30 minutes long.
He didn't use his head, we cut it. We cut the
yeah.
All right, so where would you say that is? Like an A, an
S? I think
S?
It's an A. I think it's an A.
Okay.
Right?
So you think there's a tier above this, you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because S tier is like the best Mother tiers. Earth come.
What does that
mean? like, come back.
Okay, like, so A tier.
Like, you have transcended reality.
Okay, A tier, first candy.
Yep.
Good.
Set this aside.
We've already palate cleansed, but just rate it mug. Link in the description.
My goodness, I already feel so much better, and I just wish that others could feel better, too. I think we save a Sour Patch. Do you think? All right, brother. That's a no.
You know, I say we take turns picking.
Okay, it's you.
Alright, I want to try these.
Okay.
I've never tried these before.
Never? Okay, this is like your grandma came here, and she gave you some lemonades. Some lemon heads. Because this is an old one, brother.
I don't even know.
I'm going to look it up on the Just Ready Google to see when lemon heads were made. 1962, brother. Let's compare that to Sour Patch, just so we get an idea.
Naturally and artificially
flavored. Okay, so Sour Patch came out in 1985. Ooh. So 23 years before.
This is OG.
Lemon head was doing its thing.
Mm-hmm.
Doing his thing, brother. All right. Oh, I love this. Okay.
Oh, it has a
little... So it's got a little and throw a little patch on the packaging so you can open it up and watch. If you're viewing, you can pour it into a brother's hand.
Oh, we're missing
a wasn't a great pour. Wasn't a great pour, but that's not the packaging fault. That's my fault. All right.
So it's kind of like
yellow little dots.
There's like 3D.
You never
skittles.
Had these before?
No, never.
Wow. Just these are good. All right, let's go.
First timer here.
These are, I think, they're pretty sour.
Oh, they're crunchy. I thought it was going to be chewy.
They do taste old, don't they?
Yeah, they taste like grandma candy.
I do, it. I like that. Woo! You know what I'm saying? Like, mamacita, baby.
I feel like you could suck on these.
Let's see what happens if you suck on them. Kind of to break the exterior before you suck on them.
It's like circumcision. Right. These are very much grandma candy, but they are good. They remind me of lemon drops.
They're a classic.
But they're kind of middle of the line, middle of the road. I'm going to give these a 6.
Ooh, all right, brother.
Oh, just spilled.
So, my favorite thing about these is they're really tangy. And like once you open it up, it's like, woo, daddy, right? I would give it pretty mid candy. I don't really like the texture. Once you open it up, it's like, you know what I'm saying? But like that tanginess, I'm gonna give it a 7.
7?
7.
6.5.
Yep.
That was a cut.
C tier.
C tier indeed.
C tier, brother.
All right, Lemonheads going in C tier. Next up, you get to pick. What are we feeling?
Brother almighty brother. I think we go Jolly Ranchers here.
Ooh, Jolly Ranchers sour.
Mix it up.
Next item. Do both of us have never had these?
I don't think I've had these.
All right, first timers.
Here we go. I got a blue one. He's got a red one. Today we'll find out.
I just read it. Cheers.
All right, you go first.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say 7.5.
For the whole thing? Just 7.5?
Yeah. Okay. Because a little, like, the texture is, like, a little too quick. Mm-hmm. That makes sense? Like, it's almost, like, at least I've got some real chewiness to them, which I like. Those are, like, they kind of dissolve really quick, which I didn't like as much. And then, so I like the variety of flavors, but I think it's a good in between the lemon heads and the Sour Patch. But it's not as good as the watermelons.
Yeah, I agree. These, like, the flavor's just gone so fast. Mm-hmm. I actually do think the top flavor is better than these, in my opinion, than the Sour Patch watermelon.
Wait, yeah, let me try the watermelon again.
But I just think, overall, these are more enjoyable than a pack of these.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give these... I'll give these an 8.5.
Yeah.
The whole bag.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what'd you give? 7?
7.5.
All right. So,
B tier.
Yeah. 8 overall, B tier. Trolleys.
Ooh, I guessed it before he said it. Look at this. I found the slit.
You found the what?
The slit.
Oh, okay. Wait, what are the flavors? Read them off the back.
Okay, so we got cherry lemon, which is obviously the best. Strawberry grape, which is obviously the worst, and then orange lime, which is second.
All right, let's get one of each. What do we try first?
I think we go worst to first. So, starting
you
with...
think the blue's the worst?
Grape, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, no one likes grape. Well, grape and strawberry? This is going to be the worst two flavors.
All right. What was the last one we tried? I like that one the most. Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's what I said. Worst to best. Come on! Ethan's always right. That's why we listen to me. I'm gonna beat that one.
He was right about the flavors.
I was right about the flavors.
That is the thing about trolleys.
It's like the grapes aren't even worth it.
Yeah, but the entire bag of trolleys has over 90 grams of sugar. So you feel like crap if you eat a lot of these. If you look at the back, it says 13 grams, which deceives you, but that's per serving. There's 7 servings.
Yeah, so, that is not 7 servings. If anyone looked at that, you wouldn't be the same.
Yeah, you eat that in like 2 sittings. Like, that's not...
Okay, for comparison, the bag of... What's something we've eaten so far?
Here.
I got the Jolly Ranchers. 6 servings of 20 grams.
Okay, that's worse.
That's way worse. That's 120 grams. 120
grams of sugar.
And this is a smaller bag, but it's...
I've seen people eat a whole bag of that one. Sir.
I have. I literally ate a whole bag of these.
Isn't... What's like the...
That's a lot.
What's the daily recommended sugar intake?
It's like your body weight. No. It's...
All right, whatever. Doesn't matter. But the point is, 120 grams of sugar, I think, has a lot.
That's a lot, dude.
But they try and deceive you with the per serving.
Yeah.
So that is my one downside with trolleys, is they make you feel like absolute crap after eating like 10. Because there's just so much sugar.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Yeah, sorry. You're talking.
No, you're good. But it makes your mouth like kind of swell up. You know what I'm talking about? Like your cheeks get kind of like... If you eat too much candy, it gets kind of like swelled on the side. But anyway, flavor-wise, that's what we're talking about here. I'm going to give Charlie's Absolute Classic minimum 8. Solid 8.
Oh, really?
8.
I'm going to go with a 7.
7?
Just because, like, where, these were a 7. I give them a 7, right?
You think they're the same as
Solid? I think they're the same.
Really?
Yeah, I don't really enjoy them that much. Okay. I think they're kind of, like, bland in a way. They're just, like, they just taste like sugar. Like,
yeah, that's
true. There's not much to them, so I'm going to give them a high grade. Honestly, I'm going to go 6.5. I think they're worse.
So, average-wise, it's just above Lemonhead.
C-tier.
In C-tier.
Wow. Strawberry flavor, which is one of my least favorite flavors, so...
Yeah.
I'm going to take this with a grain of salt.
But, hey, straws always hit.
So straws always hit, brother. So, the gang, brother. Always can share one with your friend, and it'll be the best day of his life. You know?
That's true.
Okay.
Go, brother.
First thing we got to do, drink water out of a Just Rated mug.
It works.
Surprisingly working so well.
Really works.
That's just the best. One for best. Strawberry is a terrible flavor. I'm already just like the flavor wasn't strawberry, because I feel bad.
It's good, though. Strawberry isn't bad.
The texture is magnificent. The way you eat a straw is just the best eating experience that you can get when it comes to sour candy. This, if it wasn't strawberry, is the best.
But it is strawberry.
But who cares? I'm going to act like it's not strawberry.
You have to act like it's strawberry, though.
Really?
That's what we have.
That's what we have? Okay, we're rating strawberry straws.
The strawberry's good. You told me.
I know. I was going to rate straws.
Okay.
Because like, if I'm going to rate straws, I was going to give it a very good rating.
Okay. It's straws.
Okay. This is straws. This is the flavor I like because that's what I would do realistically. And we right now are bounded in an uncontrolled environment that doesn't line up to reality. Because in reality, I would get the flavor I want.
Okay.
So, I'm giving it a 9.5.
Ooh,
brother gang.
The highest rating of the day. All right. Every straw flavor combined into a ball of flavor.
That has to be. A ball of flavor. It's like,
no,
the best flavor you like.
I'm talking about, like, if you enjoyed all of them. Like, you know what I mean? If you had all of the ones you wanted at once, if it was just a ball of enjoyment,
yeah,
what would that rating be? That rating would be
9.65. If we had just rated calculator, it would be pretty good. S-tier
indeed.
That is S-tier. That is the definition of an S-tier candy. So classic. It's like your childhood. Like, you look at that and you're like, that was my childhood.
That's always been one of my favorite candies. Always my go-to purchase.
Shout them out.
We're saving the cubes for last, so that means next. Extreme Sour Patch Kids. What makes them extreme? The sour?
Whoa.
Super sour,
no,
then sweet.
Because they use kids to make them. Shout out all my Asian workers. I see you, brother. I'm going to keep you in business here. I'm a good guy.
Shout out Sheen. Shout out Timu. Extreme Sour Patch Kids.
Love that, brother.
Grab a flavor.
Let's dig in.
Blue is obviously going to be the best.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, green all the way, bro.
I'm pre-firing that blue's the best. I'm not saying the rest.
He's not. He is not friends.
That is sour.
That's good.
All right. That is sour, bro.
Yo. I agree.
That is sour. Oh, that hurts your tongue.
Whoa, wait. I want that one.
Whoa.
What is that?
That's the most sour thing we've had so far.
You see that?
It's like a
super sour?
It's a brick of sugar. Or whatever. Show them.
It's like a...
Like, it's literally like
a... It looks like a... Like when you... Like, it goes everywhere.
Oh. I thought you were talking about like a kidney stone or something. Definitely most sour candy of the day.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
I think the cubes might be some more sour.
Yeah. Because warheads are always killer.
It's really hard to taste it now. Because my tongue just hurts.
Ugh. That's first.
What's first? Orange?
Orange.
You're capping.
No, I'm being self-real.
You're capping?
I'm being self-real.
You're capping for the clicks.
No, I'm not. I swear orange is better.
Try blue again, bro. There's no way.
There's a reason they don't give you very many blues. Because they're trash.
Because they're the rarest to make, and that's what makes them so good. Bro, this is like torture now. I'm sweating.
You're sweating?
I'm sweating a little bit. Like, not like sweating, but like I'm warming up.
My brain is like, what are you doing right now? Stop eating that crap.
What are you doing?
My prediction was really off. Orange, blue, green, red.
I'm going blue, orange, red, green.
What? Red is so bad.
No, I like red.
Red is like by far the worst.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I like it. Yeah. All right, I'm going to go first. Those, they lived up to the name of this video, which is trying sour candies.
Yeah. I like them. I like them a lot.
I think...
I saw Jesus a few times.
I think that's an A tier candy, so I'm going to give it 8.7.
I guess I get the watermelons at 8.5.
Yeah.
No, I give it an 8.
Oh, yeah.
I did.
Well, I gave the watermelons a 9, so yeah, I'll keep mine.
I'm going to go 8.4 just because the watermelons aren't very sour, and those are way more sour. And I like the flavors overall besides red. So, 8.55.
So, that what was the...
I said that in unison.
All right, above watermelons in A tier. All right, final candy. Warhead cubes. Final candy of the day.
Okay, yeah, we got orange, watermelon, blue raspberry, green apple, strawberry, and black cherry.
Black cherry
sounds gas.
Green apple. They are cubes. Ooh, they're soft. Very soft.
I'm disappointed. It's Warheads, and that was not sour at all.
Mm-hmm. And the green apple is
bad. I was ready to get hit by a dynamite
stick. Oh, green apple is bad.
Yeah, I don't like it at all.
That was terrible. Strawberry, my bad.
I'll try strawberry too. These are like dust.
Yeah, that was bad too. Alright, I have high hope for the... These are like the lower ends. Alright, so let's do red.
These are the two worst ones.
Watermelon. Watermelon's better.
Yeah.
That was good. A weird aftertaste, a little bit.
Alright. My brain is messed up on sugar right now. Alright, here we go.
Final two.
Nah.
That was kind of bland. It wasn't bad.
I like watermelon more.
Yeah. That was like middle of the line. What?
I was right.
Wait, what did you say was the best?
I said black cherry. I put watermelon second. Do we have orange yet? I don't think we did.
I don't know.
They tried orange.
Well, yeah, that one, it wasn't bad. It just, there was nothing good about it. It was just kind of bland. There was no aftertaste or anything.
Black cherry is about to be terrible.
Nah, it's going to be good.
Here we go.
It's going to be good. I said it stopped too. I hope. That was like the blue raspberry. There was just no aftertaste or anything. It was just kind of mid.
Yeah. There's not another one.
I think watermelon takes the cake.
Yeah, watermelon definitely does. I think black cherry is after orange. No, it's after blue raspberry.
I couldn't really tell the difference, to be honest.
Yeah. These are so bad. All
right.
D tier.
We don't even need to rate it. D tier.
Yeah, give me like a solid 5.
Yeah, I'll give it like a 4. 4.5.
These are bad. Hey, at least we hit everything. Like the tier list.
Every
nice.
Tier. Yeah, wait, it's like a.
Oh my heart!
It's like an animal.
My heart's about to stop.
Wait, dude, look, it's an animal with a tail. It's a head and the tail. See.
Oh, I see. Right,
yeah. So now, next time you go to your local grocery store, you know what candies to get and what candies not to get.
Thank us. Who knows what we'll rate next?
But we'll see you next time
on the Just Rate It podcast.
Episode 30 next week.
Love that, brother. Next week.
Spam Cole, show up.
Next week is a crazy joke.